Can you hear that? That's the dull roar of the ocean, damn noisy bugger. It's quite ridiculous. I mean, how are you meant to relax and enjoy yourself if you've got that shit going on? Stupid ocean. Look at me, I'm all big and blue. And if you don't give me some respect, I'm going to come all the way up and I'm going to take all your houses. Apparently the ocean here has been getting a little bit close, or the water in general has been getting a little bit close to the grassed area in between the apartment complexes and the actual beach. So yesterday there was like no sand, it was just all water. But if you know what skiffle boarding is, you'll know what I'm talking about when I say that I really wish I had my skiffle board here, because this is some perfect skiffle boarding conditions. The only other time I've seen skiffle boarding this good was down in Lawn, but even this is better than that, because this is just so long. Damn artificial beach. It's Boxing Day. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy... What do Muslims celebrate this time of year? Do they celebrate anything? Or is this just a Judo-Christian time of year of relevance? I did a bit of reading on Christmas, and it's quite interesting how many different days and stuff we celebrate, and the fact that it has absolutely nothing to do with religion anymore. Which personally, as a non-religious person, I think that's a great thing. I think it's good to just be nice to each other. I don't know why that's not enough. Be nice, have a get-together, eat a bit too much food, give some presents, make other people smile. I've actually been quite pleased this year that all the presents that have been given on my behalf have gone over well. I'm not necessarily a very good gift giver, but so far everyone's enjoyed their present from me. But I'd have to thank my sister greatly for being the one to organise presents for my stepdad and my mum on my behalf. I will actually give her some money for those eventually. Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy Boxing Day. I'm going to sit back and read some more of my book on using herbs as medicine, or using plants as medicine is the undertitle. What does it say? It's the Book of Herbal Wisdom, Using Plants as Medicine by Matthew Wood. So far it's getting pretty deep into Native American philosophy on plants, but I think I'm going to be turning into a greatly... I'm going to become one of those dirty hippies. I really feel it. It's coming. So yeah, Merry Christmas.